Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, we've been looking at all month long about being constant, that solid realities in a shifting and shaking world. And I want to encourage you today that the Word of God is to be the stability of our times. In Isaiah 33, it tells us that. And as we build a solid foundation, you can know absolutely that you are loved of God. You can know absolutely that you have the victory over every situation that comes against you in every circumstance, because God promises us that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, and I want to encourage you right now. This is about a relationship, and that relationship is an ever-growing, ever-progressive relationship with the Lord and Savior, Redeemer and Deliverer, the one who chose you and has prepared a path for you to walk in that brings success and victory in your life. And so I want to encourage you today that as this program comes to you, it's designed just for you. It's designed to establish you, that's to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into that favorable position of victory in your life. We want you to see that God has a plan for you, and that God has a reality, because that's what truth is. One of the definitions of truth, it is the highest form of reality. And I want to ask you a question today. What's your reality? Reality is often defined by circumstances and what our five senses tell us. And sometimes we call reality is really our perception of reality. Everyone lives in a reality. Sometimes that reality is rooted in undeniable facts like the loss of a loved one, divorce, bankruptcy, or a negative report from your doctor. At other times, what we call reality is based on our perceptions and our opinions. In response to a great opportunity, some may say, let's be real. It will never happen, because according to that person's thinking, what is suggested is totally impossible. Well, the Bible tells us that with God, all things are possible. And what is being looked at today is our belief system. And I want to ask you a question. What are you believing? What are you thinking about? What do you wake up in the morning, and what's the first thing you're thinking about? What are you processing in the information that you're putting into your mind? Think of the activity of your mind. And I want to ask you this question. Not only is what's your reality, but what's the lies that you're believing? You know, God wants you to know the truth, because this truth will set you free, according to John chapter 8 and verse 32. You know, it says, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God desires for you to be free, and the Lord gave me an acronym for free a long time ago, and it's this: fully released, extraordinarily empowered. Would you just get that into your heart right now? Fully released, extraordinarily empowered. God wants to fully release you from that circumstance and that situation and that bondage that has seemed to hold you back. He wants to release you from that oppression and that depression. He wants to release you from the lack that you've suffered in your life. He wants to release you from that hopelessness and bring you into a place of hope. This is real. The reality that you're living in can become the eternal reality that God has for you. And that is the reality of what the truth really is. The truth is God loves you. The truth is no weapon formed against you can prosper. The truth is God says that He'll supply all of your need. The truth is that you can know a peace that passeth all understanding. The truth is that if God be for you, who can be against you? The truth is that you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. The truth is that God gives you wisdom for every situation that you're in. The truth is that favor goes before you and goodness and mercy are behind you. The truth is that God has called you. He's anointed you, and He's appointed you for a particular time and day and destiny, and that God has an incredible plan for your life. This is the truth. I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to believe the truth. You see, sometimes the truth forces us to change. That's right. We need to change. You know, as we've looked at the God as being unchangeable, as Bible scholars and theologians would say, they use this very large word, the immutability of our God. That simply means the unchanging nature of our God. It tells us in the book of Lamentations that His mercies are new every day, that His compassions are new, that He loves us, and that God is forever faithful to His word. We can rest assured that as we're a Christian, if we've given our life and our heart and we're a fully devoted follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has us well in the palm of His hand and that we can rest secure in the promises of God's Word. I want to encourage you today that God wants to bring into your world a whole new reality. You see, you may be on a journey right now and you're saying, well, I'm not a Christian yet, or I've learned some things about this Christian life, and I want to see and know more. Well, thank you for listening to us today. And remember, God's speaking straight to you. Perhaps you're having a cup of coffee or you're on that break walking across the street to Tim's. Listen to, you know, in the days when I was younger, we had the Walkman, but now we use our telephones for everything. Perhaps you're listening right now. You're on the beach. You're on the fishing boat. You're at camp. You're enjoying some time in peace and tranquility, just looking at God's beautiful creation. And you've been asking and you've been crying out to God and you've been saying, Lord, I need some answers. Well, God's bringing you answers today, because one word from God can change everything. I want to shift your reality. I want you to see a reality of how faith works. And really, I want you to understand this, that realities are really boundaries. They're really boundaries. Solomon wrote this in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. One translation of the word issues is boundaries, or as when God promised Abraham certain geographic boundaries, when we expand our boundaries, we are changing our realities. God is a God of increase. He wants to expand your boundaries. He wants to see you move into new things. And remember the prayer of Jabez, where Jabez prayed, Lord, enlarge the stakes. You know, some of us have been living confined far too long. There are dreams and there are destinies that God is speaking to this morning, that He's quickening and awakening them, that He's bringing hope, that faith is coming to you. Why is this broadcast is important? It's important because the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It says that the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. There is something going on right now. You're receiving nourishment, and we are fanning the flame of a new reality in your life. What about enlarging your boundaries? Have you ever thought about that? That's what happens when God's grace works on the inside of us. Think about the limitations of the boundaries that you live in. You live in limitations of boundaries of your environment. You live in limitations of boundaries of the resource, so everything that you do is set around the resource instead of around the magnificence of our God, who is a God of all supply and abundance. You see, I want to stretch your boundaries. I want you to get a hold of them limitations that hold you. I think everyone's familiar with the story of the circus elephant. And how when the elephant was young, they put the stake into the ground and they put a chain on it and they tied the elephant's leg there so it would only go so far. And as the elephant grew, it began to realize that once it was attached to that stake, it couldn't go very far. Now the elephant grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And he could pull that stake up and leave at any time, but he was living within a boundary of something that had been set long ago. And I want to tell you this right now. God wants to release you from the limitations and them boundaries. I like to say it this way. The stains, the pains, and the chains of your past that have held you going in a circle, just like the children of Israel went 40 years around the same mountain and they were never able to seem to get into that next place of breakthrough. We've been preaching on breakthrough all year long, and my purpose and my hope today for you is to begin to expand a new reality into your life and see you have an eternal perspective. That's why we've been teaching on the realities and giving you the questions that Christians ask, that skeptics ask, that people want to know spiritual answers to questions. And I'd like to get them to you. If you'll just request from us, we'll send you these answers. Here's the top 10 questions college students ask about God and the Christian faith. How do you know there is a God? How can there be a good God when there is so much evil and suffering in the world? How can a belief in God be reconciled with science, especially evolution? How can the Bible be trusted? How can a loving God send people to hell? How can Christians say their religion is the only true one? Don't all religions lead to the same God? What about those who have not heard? What's the difference between Catholics and Protestants? What's the difference there? You know, can you be sure if you're going to heaven? These are questions and many more questions that I'd like to give you the beginnings, and notice I'm saying this, the beginnings of the answers of them, so that you can see how your faith alive in the Lord Jesus Christ and how the Word of God is perfect and the Word of God has all the answers we need. I'd like to get these to you. You know, if you'd like to request them, you can go online to our website at restorechurch.ca. You can listen to many of the messages there on constant, and then I'll get you the answers to these questions. Just ask for them. Go online, restorechurch.ca, request it, or call the church office, 705-588-7600, and type in extension 2. It'll come straight to my cell phone. You can leave a message and I'll get you the CD or the electronic data file so that you can have the beginning. And when I say the beginning of it, I mean I give you answers based on God's Word, and then you'll have the tools and resource to study for yourself. You can know and be certain any uncertainty of our times that God is faithful to His Word, and that you can, as Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. You can know the way out of every situation in your life. Your reality can be changed. You can break free from a reality of that addiction. Sure, your world's been trapped. Sure, it's been going around in circles. Sure, you've tried different things and it hasn't worked for you. Well, can I tell you what? God's Word always works. If by faith you grab a hold of God, by faith you renounce the hidden things of dishonesty that have rooted into our lives, by faith you turn from your way of living and you come to Jesus Christ in true and forthright and honest repentance of heart, crying out to God and saying, God, I need you. Would you just say that with me right now? God, I need you. You see, that's a sign of humility. If you'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Many people will go to God when there's big things, but they fail to recognize it's your faith grows as you go to Him in the little things, seeing that He cares for you and for me. He knows the very hairs on the top of your head. He knows every need that you have. He knows every desire of your heart. And He is well able to speak to you today. You know, people have been crying out, and I've been hearing many just saying, I just want to hear the voice of God. Well, let me pray with you this morning. That God is well able to reveal Himself to you. And the most powerful prayer I pray many times with people is the prayer that God would open the eyes of their understanding, that He is Lord and He is God and He is Creator, and He desires a personal relationship with them, and that He is well able to communicate. So would you pray with me this morning? See, prayer is just communion with God. It's a relationship with God where you're just speaking to Him face to face, right there where at your table, where you're just having your coffee and where you're thinking and you're meditating on what your future's going to hold and what this day is going to look like, how you're going to make it through the day. Some of us are just in that place right now. Well, God wants you to know you're not alone. For the Bible says that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And that He says that when we pray in faith, asking according to His will. This is the confidence that we can have with Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And so I want you to zero in with me right now. Would you just set aside the care and the concern? Would you set aside you trying to fix your problem and take care of your problem and be willing today to give it to Jesus? Would you open your heart and submit your life to Jesus Christ today? For those of you that have never known Jesus as Lord and Savior, perhaps you've heard of Him all your life. You know about Him, but today you can come into a relationship with Him that you can know that He is alive and real. You can give your life to Him, because that's when change really happens. It doesn't happen when we just think about Jesus. It doesn't happen when we feel sorry about things we've done. It happens when we submit our lives and we come to Him and we acknowledge His lordship and supremacy in our life and we begin to do what He says to do. You see, that'll change your reality. So would you pray with me this morning? And just pray this out loud right where you're at. Pray it quietly under your breath. If you're listening and there's office workers there, that's okay. You know, just you're in your cubicle right there. And just pray this. Say, Lord God, I come before you right now. And I ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you would open the eyes of my understanding, that I might know who Jesus is as my Lord and Savior. I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would just work within my heart to produce a repentativeness and a change and an ability to be submissive and open to you right now. I declare with my mouth publicly, Jesus, you are Lord. In my heart, I believe privately that you have been raised from the dead for me, and I will live my life out in submission to you and to your word, because I want to be free. In Jesus' name, if you pray a prayer like that, with all of your heart, God says the miracle of all miracles, your reality has just now changed. You've been gone from, I love the way Reinhard Bonnke says it, there's a hell to shun and a heaven to embrace. You've just went from one place to another place right now. Your reality has just changed. Your present reality can change, and you can begin to know the blessing of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. You can begin to know the provision of God. You can begin to know that God will give you the wisdom that's necessary for every situation. You're now not alone. Your reality and your borders have just been expanded. If you've been a Christian and you've been walking with the Lord, and perhaps you just hadn't been living and obeying, well, if you prayed that prayer with us, I just believe that the Word of God declares in 2 Timothy 2:25 that God would grant you a wonderful gift, and that is a gift that the Bible would call repentance. It's a gift of a change of heart. I pray God's grace flood into your life right now, His grace at work in your heart so that you would believe, so that you could receive the fullness of what He has for you in the name of Jesus. What is your reality that needs to change right now? You see, new information can change your reality. You know, at one time, we didn't believe that flight was possible. And then something happened. New information changed our reality, and now we fly all around the world. You know, at one time, we never would have thought. Matter of fact, I remember when they had, listen very carefully now, I remember a reel-to-reel tapes. I remember the 8-track tape. I remember the cassette tape. I remember the CD and Walkman, the Walkmans that came out, you know, and they were CDs, and they were supposed to be skip-proof as you ran and as you jog. I remember MP3s, digital, and downloads. Wow, at one time, some things didn't seem possible that are now possible today. Can I tell you what? Your faith can grow. Your trust can grow. Your prosperity, your health can grow. Your relationships can be restored. You can move into a new place, and your reality can become totally different as you leave the boundaries behind. Your thoughts affect your reality. You know, we've taught many times at the church, you know, in the Valley. Matter of fact, if you don't have a church home, I'd like to invite you. Come visit us in the Valley, 1621 Valley View Road, right here in Greater Sudbury, you know, in Valcarren. Every Sunday morning at 10:30, we'd love to be able to shake your hand and pray with you. But we've been teaching about your belief system. Your belief system has everything to do with your reality. You see, a question is, whose reality are you living in? Are you living in the reality someone else has shaped for you? Are you living in the reality that perhaps the world's systems and ultimately controlled by the evil one, Satan? There is an enemy of your soul, and he is called Satan. He is a fallen angel. He is one that hates God and hates you. You know, is your reality shaped by that? Is your reality shaped by the lies that you've believed about you're not worthy? About you, there's nothing good ever going to come out of you? What's your reality being shaped by? Or is your reality being shaped by what the Word of God says with new information? I'll tell you, some of us need, and let me just say it this way, we need a reboot. You know, we need to be refitted in the name of Jesus, and just say, Lord, refit my mind. Refit me, God. Reboot me in the name of Jesus. I think I need some wiring changed. I think I need some upgrades. Hallelujah. You know, would you just lift your hands right now? If you're driving, keep your hand on the road there, or your hand on the wheel, at least one. You know, just lift your hand right now and just say, Lord, I need some upgrades. I need some upgrades in my thinking. I need some upgrades in my physical well-being. I need some upgrades in my emotional well-being. I need some upgrades in my financial well-being. Lord, I need some new realities and some new boundaries. What's it going to take for me to get them boundaries redefined and reset? It's going to take more information, and it's going to take a new way of thinking. Not only a new way of thinking, it's going to take a new way of living. A new way of living, okay? You know, God is so good that if you'll do just that, have a new way of living, that some things will work out for you and will work out in a way that you couldn't possibly imagine, that God's got something so good for you, okay? That I just want to say it this way. Surprise. Surprise. God's got hidden surprises for you as your reality begins to change. Would you just begin to thank God, you know, that God is doing amazing things in your life behind the scenes, and that as you trust Him and lean not to your own understanding, that God is going to direct your paths, and that there's something supernatural going on in your life, and you can expect things to change. Say that right now. Things are changing in my life. Say it right now. Miracles are mine. Would you just declare it right now? Begin to declare that you live in the realm of supernatural explosion of the favor of God, supernatural blessing. Your reality is shifting and changing because you're changing the words that you're saying. You're changing the actions that you're doing. It's not just the words, because faith without works is dead. You see, listen to Proverbs 23, 6 and 7. It says, "Do not eat the bread of a miser nor his delicacies, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink," he says, "but his heart is not with you. Outwardly, this person is generous and inviting, but inwardly, he's a miser. The true reality of this person is not what he says, but in what he thinks and in the actions that follow." Our thoughts limit or expand our reality. Get a hold of that right now. What am I after? Why do we bring you this program? Why are we asking you to get involved in what God's doing in your life and get involved in a local work wherever you're at across this great network and around the world? I'm so thankful for KFM, Radio for Life, that's going into every avenue, every highway, every byway, and broadcasting the good news of the ever-expanding reality that God is for you and that God has an incredible plan for your life. And you can see change. That's right, change. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to change? Do you want to see situations change? Change is an incredibly powerful word. You know, it's a word that produces things in our life as we understand what the process of change is. There is a process to this change. There is a process of a new reality in your life. You know, you talk about Roger Bannister many, many years ago. They said the 4-minute mile was impossible. And he began to declare that he could run a 4-minute mile. And he began to work harder and harder and harder and faster. And he put faith to his words. And all of a sudden, the reality was changed. And he burst through that 4-minute mile. And something happened. The next 2 weeks, somebody else broke the 4-minute mile. Somebody else broke the mile. You see, the barriers that God wants you to break are not just for your life. They're for so many other people's lives to change the reality. If you've been delivered from addiction and bondage, then God wants to use you to help set people free from addiction and bondage. Oh, you need to be strengthened. You need to have the deliverance, and you need to have a firm grip on Jesus, and Jesus have a firm grip on you. And I tell you what, you've got a testimony to give. And I challenge you today. All across this great network, we can touch so many people's lives today with a new reality if we'll share the testimony of the good things that God has done in our life. Can you do that today? You say, "Well, Pastor Jeff, I've had a rough time." Let me ask you a question. Are you saved? Have you received Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you given your life to Him? Are you dedicated to following Him? Then you can say, "Hey, God saved me, and if God saved me, He can save anybody." You might be able to say, "You know, I was once an alcoholic, but now I've been delivered. I'm clean," just as the baptisms were done. They had testimonies this past week in the plunge in the park about people that had been free from alcohol and from drug addiction, and they've been saying a year sober, 18 months sober. How long have you been sober? Begin declaring God to somebody that God set me free. Perhaps you've had a financial miracle in your life, and don't forget the Lord God. that brought you out. And just declare that God supplied my need. Perhaps you've received a physical healing from God. Share that with somebody today. And let's expand the boundaries of the gospel this week. Would you do that with me? All across this great network and around the world, would you make it a personal mission of yours? That's right. God wants your boundaries expanded so that you can expand the boundaries and bring others into freedom. That's what it's all about. God loves you so much, and you can receive so much from God, but He gives it to you so that you can give it out freely because you're changing your reality. Realities are changeable. And see, all seen realities are temporary. I'm going to close with this today as I give you 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. It says, if you can touch it, taste it, or see it, it's temporary. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Buildings, furniture, even the physical body is temporal. Feelings are fleeting. Sickness, depression, disappointments can be factual realities that totally consume your mind when you're facing them, but they are temporary. The unseen realm, the spiritual dimension of God's eternal love and power, these are unchanging realities and you can access them today. You see, I'm giving you the key to access. The key to access is trust. The key to access is your belief system. The key to access is remain firm and fixed upon the unchanging truth of our God, that God is truth and that the reality of who Jesus is transcends all time because He came here. Time came out of Him, not Him out of time. And so God wants to change your reality today. Would you let Him? Would you cooperate with Him? Would you lay aside the things that are challenging? Would you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and bring the Word of God to you? Would you pick up the Bible and read it? Would you get connected someplace that can help you grow? Would you give your testimony of what God's done? A lot of questions. You see, God loves you. We want to encourage you that this is a wonderful weekend coming up to celebrate our nation. And enjoy family and friends, and go to church somewhere this weekend. Connect with the body of Christ somehow this weekend. You know, if you're in the greater Sudbury area, join us on Sunday mornings at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. You know, they're building the Maley extension out there. I believe we're going to start seeing a lot of people coming from all over the place. We have people that come from Capriol. We have people that come from Azilda. We have people that come from New Sudbury and Four Corners. And we have people that come from Lively. We have people that come from all over this great city to come celebrate Jesus every week. We'd like to see you, shake your hand, pray with you, and believe God. We'd like to help you see this reality change and you walk into a newness and a wholeness in God. And remember, everything changes when you get a hold of the Word of God. Meditate on God's unchanging and everlasting love for you. Think about Jesus' victory over death, hell, and the grave. Christ is triumphant, and so are we. Paul often tells us, in the Word of God, that we need to recognize that Jesus takes us from victory to victory to victory. Oh, get a hold of that. A new reality for you. You're an overcomer. A new reality for you. You have peace in the midst of circumstances. A new reality for you. You have a personal personal security knowing that you're special and that you're chosen of God. You're no longer walking in insecurity. You're no longer bound up by fear. You have a new reality. Faith is your reality, and faith is extending all the borders around you. I want to encourage you to be bold in your faith. I want to encourage you to grow in your faith. I want to encourage you get connected somewhere in a community of faith this week. And let your thinking be changed. Allow the Holy Spirit to work and change the way that you think. And sometimes truth confronts us right where we are with the very thing that we need to change. So, welcome change. Change is good. God loves you. We love you. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by Neocon. For all your Poured Foundation needs, call 969-1626.